If you've been exposed to almost any form of electronic media over the past few weeks, you've probably encountered this movie trailer.
1 minute, I kill all your friends. 1 minute.
Where is your crew?
I don't know.
Yes, it's the Tom Hanks film Captain Phillips, the story of an American merchant ship taken over by Somali pirates. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here. And David, they made Captain Phillips just a few miles out from Norfolk, and they largely kept it under wraps.
They did. There was a nice story recently in the Virginian Pilot by their movie reviewer, Mal Vincent. There was a lot of Tom Hanks sightings in June of 2012 in Norfolk, but no one quite understood the scale of the operation and the kind of secrecy of it.
Well, there were lots of Navy assets involved, but they weren't especially noticeable.
It wasn't the kind of thing that they could have all this small flotilla of ships go out to sea every morning. The ships stayed offshore, and the crew and the actors had to load onto boats every day and drive out at least 8 miles into the ocean to meet up with the ships that were assembled to film the scenes.
David, the Navy obviously had a strong interest in this production since it was so closely involved in the real events off the coast of Africa, and Naval Command very much wanted this done at Norfolk.
They did, according to the executive producer, Gregory Goodman, an unnamed high-ranking admiral came out to L.A. and made a promise. They said if they brought the movie to Norfolk, the Navy would give them everything he needed.
Our next story is on land and about land.
That was a story written about by Ron Cooper, reporter for Seaville, which is a weekly alternative paper in the Charlottesville area. And it's about, I think, a storyline we're going to hear more and more about as time goes on in Virginia.
At the center of it, conservation easements on property that's passing on from the owners who agreed to those easements. Tell us about that.
To explain a little bit about conservation easements, this was made possible by the Open Space Land Act in 1966. This is the deal that landowners make. In exchange for preserving their land and its natural state, they get a sizable tax credit.
Those easements are forever binding on anyone who buys the land, and that's where Donald Trump comes in. He's bought a chunk of the former Kluge estate in Albemarle County. More than 200 acres is under a conservation easement, but Trump says he'll turn it into a golf course. Now what?
The folks at the Virginia Outdoor Foundation are saying, not so fast. Their position is, while the conservation easement allows for, quote, commercial seasonal outdoor activities, that would not include a golf course, which would mean contouring the land, creating sand bunkers, and bringing in different types of grasses on the land.
One would imagine that this would end up in the hands of lawyers and judges.
This is an issue you're probably going to hear more and more about as time goes by.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.